possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
1 hour work left till the weekend, baby.
Oh, there we go.
I woke up this morning, kind of thought it was Saturday. Very quickly realized it was not. It is, however, a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Scotty's Vodka, DMV made, now available. Select Virginia ABC stores. Go buy you some. Get some club soda and a lime. Bang. I just made your evening. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline, our friend Mr. Ben Standig. Benny boy, how are you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. Your hour countdown got me excited for the weekend as well, so thank you for that.
What you doing?
Terrific. Yeah, what do you got going on this weekend?
Nothing really. I have no life.
You got to walk your cat?
Are you excited for nothing?
No. Well, I mean, look, you got the British Open on. That's always a good watch.
Yo, you are such a night owl. Are you up when the British Open coverage starts?
No.
Good question. I mean, what time does it start on TV here?
It starts at 4 o'clock here.
Well, I wasn't last night, but I could be at any given night.
That's not last night. That's
terrible.
In the morning, dog.
Yeah, that's the next day.
4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, I'm not waking up for it. I might be up for it, but I'm not waking up for it.
Oddly busy week in Commanderland. Let's start with what's most important. What's your favorite type of potato chip?
Oh, wow. Does Pringles count?
Sure. Kind of boring, but it counts.
Kind of boring. I don't really go out and get potato chips. Like, if I'm out somewhere and somebody has them, cool, but I don't, like, seek them out at the grocery store myself.
I'm a chip guy. All right, moving forward. Where you at on RFK Stadium? You think it happens?
I mean, it's come too far, and I mean, you know, the Commanders have certainly made it, you know, abundantly clear they're all in on this. So I imagine it gets done. I guess the question, I think the answer is it will get done. Is it going to get done in time for Josh Harris and company to feel comfortable with this thing opening in 2030? I guess maybe that's more up in the air. Like, I don't know that if you're telling me that, like, if this doesn't get resolved to like next month, that's going to set this back. That seems a little odd to me, but I've never built a stadium before. But yeah, ultimately, I think this gets done. Look, the fact that the city council chair Phil Mendelson has said he imagines it gets done when he, for many years, had been a guy who seemed to be opposed to this, says there's momentum to get it done. It's just in what's the timeline. So yes, done. I don't know if it's done this week, month, but it gets done.
I think a month or 2 months is not going to stop it from being able to open in 2030.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Because, right. like, when we see something, if they want to build something, they get it done. It start working around the clock. You know, just don't get the people that's doing the Beltway to do it.
Yo, over whoever's in charge of Tyson's,
don't get
don't
them. It would be open until 2040.
All right. You and I are from here. We are both proud BCC Barons. What did Art Monk mean to you as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, he was easily, you know, one of the stalwarts for this team. You know, I don't know if I appreciated the quiet stoicism as much then as I do now that somebody wants to go down that route. Obviously, like, you know, John Riggins was, you know, more exciting, and Gary Clark and Joe Theismann was a big talker, but Art Monk was just as steady and reliable and productive as they come. You know, he was the first round pick they had in for like years because Bobby Bethard and George Allen were constantly trading picks away. So I think that represented something. But, you know, on some level, he kind of almost epitomizes that Super Bowl era because, you know, because Washington, different quarterbacks all the time, you know, it's sort of a group that doesn't have like an obvious like face. It's, you know, it's not Tom Brady's team or things like that. Art Monk was that guy. He was unassuming, was not looking for the spotlight. He just went out and kicked your behind and did it, you know, over and over again. Hmm. And so, you know, I think yeah, he really did, I think, to kind of epitomize how this team was viewed. And, you know, obviously all the honors are certainly well-deserved.
Absolutely.
I agree with that totally.
I'm curious if both of you agree with this. I think because the Super Bowls, the three Super Bowl teams didn't have – this was not quarterback-driven. Most dynasties are quarterback-driven. But because you had three different quarterbacks, and really you even had three different – Riggins was the biggest star running back. And then, you know, for Doug Williams' team, Timmy Smith went nuts.
Yep.
For the 91 team, I mean, Biner was the guy, Riggs got all the scores.
Rick.
Yeah, Ricky busted 70-yarders. You know, even Gary and Ricky were there for two of the three, but Art was there, you know what I mean? Like for all of it. And the Hogs was kind of the identity, but Art was like the consistent that bridged everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I absolutely. It was a shame that he got hurt, in the first run up. That's when Alvin Garrett stepped in and turned into, a monster. But yeah, in terms of the regular season and in terms of just, you know, the rest of the decade, absolutely, he was that guy. But by the way, you know, we talk about, you know, this team was not defined by a quarterback and that they had, you know, three different quarterbacks win Super Bowls. They had four quarterbacks go to a championship game because Jay Schrader did that at one point. So, like, when you factor in that, it's even crazier than the way we all even discuss it.
That is, that's true. Yeah. I mean, crazy.
Offensive line is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team construction is important. Yes. We're talking with our friend Ben Standig here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Ben at Ben Standig. And, of course, Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Make sure you check out Ben's Last Man Standig podcast. Let's get to Terry. You were there. We were all hanging out in Laurel at Eastern Motors, where your job is your credit. A lot of people are making a lot of determinations based on Terry's comments. I have said to anybody that'll listen, when Terry sat down in that chair and we did the official availability, Terry was clearly very upset. But I think it's important to point out, in the moments before and after that, Terry was chilling. He was himself. You know what I mean? What do you make of everything from Tuesday to now?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Somebody just asked me what was it like there, as if, like, you know, was there a lot of tension? And I'm like, nah, he was shooting a commercial before. He was smiling after.
Signing autographs.
Focused on important things like what's for lunch. I mean, it wasn't like he was like bitter. It was just, hey, this is where I'm at. This is what I have to say. And I felt compelled to bring it up because of, you know, for all the obvious reasons, all he's done for the organization, his performance, et cetera. You know, look, it's both odd on some level to see Terry speak that candidly and do it for that, you know, over 30 minutes. But on the other hand, we know he gives expansive and thoughtful answers when he's talking to us just on a regular weekday. Right. So, you know, it's in character there. Look, I totally understand where he's coming from across the board. The production has been there. This idea that he's, you know, because he's going to be 30 this year, that's a potential cliff he might be going over. In his case, seems a bit much considering he, you know, it doesn't have nearly as much wear and tear on him as others because he didn't play a ton in college full time, and you know he has not been hurt in the pros. He continues to be productive. You know, he's the epitome of a locker room leader. He's a community stalwart as well. You know, what else? If you're talking about, we want a commander. We know what a commander means. I don't know how he's not the guy on the poster. But on the other hand, like, I know that getting paid is not about necessarily where you rank at your among your peers. It's about timing, and his timing is now. He's not the tallest. He's fast, but he's not the fastest. You know, he doesn't necessarily have like that one trait, unless you say contested catches, that you're like, this is what separates him from others. And so I can understand slightly if the team is like, well, I mean, we want to pay you, but we don't necessarily know that we think you're that top of the group. But again, it has nothing to do. That's not how these things work. These things have to do with the timing of when you're up. So if his side is like, hey, we see what DK Metcalf got, $33 million, basically we're better than DK Metcalf, I understand where they would be coming from. The team's going, well, he's younger, he's bigger, probably faster, and you know, it is what it is. Also, like, just because Pittsburgh may have overpaid him, why is that our problem? If they can get past that and figure out a common ground, then I think this gets done in the next, I don't know. At this point, I keep wanting to say before the start of the training camp, and it's almost here, but I'll sort of stay with that. But if they can't get past that issue, and there may be others, but that's at least one that seems apparent, then yeah, then this thing could go on for a little bit longer.
The way I look at it, though, if a guy is bigger, stronger, younger, why is he not producing more? If people always use those analogies. Well, he's bigger, he's stronger, but if he's not producing more, it doesn't really make a difference.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No, for sure. I mean, you know, DK Metcalf has obviously been a pretty good receiver. You know, you can quarterback play there was, you know, Geno Smith has been fine the last couple of years. It's been some, you know, wonky moments at times. But, yeah, I mean, look, he's had injuries. You know, Seattle's typically more of like a run-heavy team than some others, at least they were under, you know, under Pete Carroll. And, yeah, look, like I said, it's hard to argue that DK Metcalf is better than Terry McLaurin when you look at all of the, not just the numbers, but the person. I'm not saying DK's a bad guy, but I'm just saying we know what Terry is here, what he means for this group. So it's hard to argue against anybody saying that he should be getting paid as much as DK Metcalf, if not more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is when you get paid, it's about what's going to happen going forward. It's not necessarily about what's happened behind. And, you know, if your guy, if he's 2 years older and, you know, not as freak of nature athletically as this other guy, is it the same conversation? I mean, I think that's the, seems like that's part of the debate. You're totally right, but it is about going forward is what you're getting paid on now.
See, that's the thing. I've been through those things and I watch him do stuff based on what's going forward. And a person that was younger didn't do much going forward. And the other guy still played at a certain high level in situations. Hell, I had to deal with it myself. I was better than some younger returners going forward. What? I mean, it's amazing how people can automatically assume you're going to be bad, but they don't ever assume that you're going to be probably the same or better.
Yeah, no, and that was a point that Terry made. He's like, look, I hear you on 30 can be a tipping point for some guys, but y'all, you know, not for everybody though. You know, that some guys. I think he mentioned Larry Fitzgerald. You know, some guys continue to thrive, and what is there at all to suggest that Terry is not going to continue the trajectory that he's on? Again, he's been healthy. You know, as we know, he was getting 1,000 yards a season with rando quarterbacks, and now that he has what looks like a really, really good one in Jaden Daniels, and he had his best year in terms of touchdowns, why is this thing not going to keep going up and up and up? Seems reasonable, but, you know, again, that's why they, you know, they have people who watch the pennies and discuss, you know, how are we going to spend on the salary cap, not just for today, but for tomorrow as well. To me, the one thing is, like, we know Jaden's going to get paid eventually, but that eventually is not for another couple years. If Terry gets paid now, the money's kind of off the books by the time Jaden has to get paid, so that doesn't seem like an issue, and therefore, what's the hang up? But, you know, I guess this is you know, the interesting thing is we get to see how Adam Peters in this front office are going to, you know, handle negotiations now. This is a new test. You know, however this works out, we need to know from the outside what to expect going forward. And, you know, we're getting a look at this. And, you know, so far, you know, it's an incomplete. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it could get pretty interesting here in the next few days.
What do you think realistically, you know, maybe he doesn't show up for training camp. Maybe he holds in at training camp. Like, what would you say the realistic chances of Terry not being on the field week one are?
I mean, I'd say pretty slim, but, you know, his salary, I mean, he's been paid bonuses and all that stuff, but his actual base salary for this year is like a little over $15 million. You know, that's, you know, below standard, I guess, for a guy at that level. Again, he's already gotten paid the bonuses, so if you factor it all out, he's getting, you know, it's like $23 million for each year. So, you know, I can understand he might be like, that's, you know, I got to get more than that, but that's still a lot of money to potentially burn. I guess the question is, could it get so harsh that he, you know, sort of like what Trent Williams did, sit out and show up with six games to go? I just feel like this is not – that Trent Williams thing was just so contentious between him and management.
And that was like a health issue. I mean, there was a lot to that.
Yeah, right. I mean, that always just seems like the nuclear option. I just don't imagine that either side here is going to allow that to happen. But, you know, again, you know, for Terry, this is probably the last big contract he's ever going to sign. And, you know, is he going to dig in that much that he could potentially miss games? That just seems hard for me to fathom, but at the same time, you know, they got to get a deal done. So I think, look, I've been saying $30 million average, that, you know, that's where Tyreek Hill is, where Brandon Ayuk, where Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, of course, was, I guess it was negotiated by Brandon Sosna when he was at the Lions, and, you know, Lance Newmark was in Detroit as well. So they have some direct knowledge of, like, okay, here's how we assess this guy. Now, how do we assess this guy? Again, Amon-Ra St. Brown is younger than Terry by a few years, so got to factor that in. And that may be a factor as to why they're not looking at it simply as saying, hey, here's 30, let's go. But if you're, if we're saying one side is looking at DK Metcalf and the other side maybe looking closer to T. Higgins, $30 million seems like it's in the ballpark of a good middle ground. So I'd keep looking at that for how this thing gets done.
All right. What would you say the just the chance that they actually would trade him is? 5%? Like 3%?
I mean, I don't, you know, at most that. I will say I was thinking about you know, Juwan Jennings in San Francisco was balking at his money, and he wants a deal. And I believe that Adam Peters was the guy there when they drafted him. So is there a world where, you know, I'm not saying a direct swap, but, you know, get some picks involved. That was my, like, if this thing goes completely south, is that something? Because we've already seen, obviously, Peters has been, you know, more than willing to bring back guys that he's got relationships with, connections with. But that, again, I don't even know if 3% gets me there. I just think – if they're remotely thinking about the Super Bowl as like a real shot, and based on where they were last year, I don't know how they're not. I don't know how you're going backwards most likely if you're moving on from Terry. I mean, it's not like they drafted a receiver in the first round this year and they have like an obvious guy to come up. And even if you, what I just said, Juwan Jennings, who's a good player, but, you know, I don't think anybody's looking at him as a top 10, 20 guy. So, yeah, so I think it's a pretty slim chance.
Ultimately, I agree with you. I think – like, a lot is being made of Albert Breer saying the Patriots would be very interested. There's a lot of teams that would be very interested. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. My go-to in these situations, I want a Range Rover. I drive a Toyota. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, just be realistic. Yeah. All right, Benny. Appreciate your time, brother.
Appreciate you, brother, man.
Fellas, I always appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our guy, Ben Standig. Give him a follow, at Ben Standig. Check out the Last Man Standig podcast. We're going to play this Albert Breer audio and let folks actually hear what he's saying, not just the aggregators on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter that take one portion of what is said. Let's hear the whole thing. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS, Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.